Neshemesu neviyim achroinim chagi ischayim malachi nistalku ruach hakodesh miyisrael. So when chagi ischayim malachi left the world, there was no more ruach hakodesh. Afalpikein hoy mishtamshem bebaskel, which would suggest that from the times already of the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, that's when chagi ischayim malachi lived, there's been no more ruach hakodesh. That means you can't have ruach hakodesh today. You couldn't have ruach hakodesh 100 years ago. You couldn't have ruach hakodesh 1,000 years ago, even 2,000 years ago, because once Chag Yischai Malachi left this world, it's a Gemara that says nistalka ruach hakodesh miYisrael, stating that we've mentioned in the past that Rabbi Reuven Margolis, and this is in his Pirish on the Sefer Shailos Tshuvos Min HaShamayim. So we've spoken about the Shailos Tshuvos Min HaShamayim, but Rabbi Reuven Margolis wrote comments on it, but even more so, he wrote a 75-page hakdama, a psicha, to Shailos Tshuvos Min HaShamayim. And really, the whole concept of Shailos Tshuvos Min HaShamayim, that you had one of the Rishonim who used to ask different halachic shailas in Shailos Chaloyim, and he would come back and, you know, he would shir with the oilam, what the psak is. It's something that seems to violate the principle of Torah Levishamayimi, and it's something that's Sarach Talmud, and that's the theme of this 75-page introduction. But in the beginning of Pirkei Giluyim, Aleph, that's what it's referred to, it's on page Mem Hei. So Rabbi Reuven Margolis begins with this Gemara, that Chazal say, Meshem Meisu Neviyim Achroinim Chagi Yischayim Malachi Nistalk Ruach HaKodesh Miyisrael. So at first glance, that would mean that there's no more Ruach HaKodesh. But we know this common raya is that that's not the case. So Mishtel Su, Toisvis and Mesechtes Bava Metziah Daf Chof Tes Amen Beis. The Gemara over there discusses a halacha related to Schuches Levana, a Maisa Shahaya, regarding this very, very precious type of crystal. Freitois Zakasha, how could it be that in the times of the Amoraim there was Schuches Levana Vim Toima? Vaminon, Beperik Yagla Rufa, Soitim Em Chesam Ad Aleph, the Meshachara Beis Hamikdash, Batla Schuches Levana. There was no Schuches Levana anymore. So why are we having a conversation of Schuches Levana if the Mishnah already says that there's no more Schuches Levana? The Eishleimer says Toisvis. Then when it says in the Mishnah, Batla Schuches Levana, the Loi Batla Legamri Kama, it doesn't mean there's no more Schuches Levana. Elo de Loi Shchicha. What it means is that it's not Shchiach. So said Rabbi Margolis, it's Pasha to me, that just like Batla Schuches Levana, Meshachar Beis HaMikdash doesn't mean that it's really Batla, so too Nestalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi Yisrael doesn't mean Nestalka. What it means is it's Loi Shchicha. And of course, it's Taka Loi Shchicha. There is Yechidei Skula, Echad that are zoicha to have ruach hakodesh. But Avanda, don't walk away from this gemara thinking that it's not possible to have ruach hakodesh anymore. Either way, that's the first hour. Second hour is v'afal pikein hoye mishtamshim bebaska. So what's a baska? We've all heard this term. What exactly does it mean? So if you look at the top toisvus on the yomim, yesh oimrim shalei hayu shaimim koil hayoytzim en hashamay. So baska means some heavenly voice, right? But toisvus says that a yesh oimrim argued that it doesn't mean that they heard the actual voice. Elam mitoich oisei koil, yoitzei koil acha. They heard like an echo of the voice. K'moy pa'amim sha'adam maka b'koyach, v'shemeya koil acher. He hears like a secondary noise. So it's a derivative, it's the offspring of that original koil. V'oisei koil hoyu shoymim, and lokach koirin oisei bas koil. And it's for that reason that they refer to it as a bas koil. The truth is that we just learned the sugya of Yesh Eim LeMikra and Yesh Eim LeMesoiris. Rabbeinu Bechaya in the end of Parshas V'zois HaBracha, it's on the Pasuk Tiriveyu Almei Meriva. So in that Pasuk, Rabbeinu Bechaya talks about the idea of a baskel. And he says that there are four different madregas of Nevuah. There is Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, working backwards, Urim v'tumim, and the lowest madrega is baskel. And then he goes into a little bit of an arichos, and he says, why is that referred to as baskel and not ben koil? And from there he digresses to where sometimes when you want to talk about a derivative of something, you refer to it as a ben, sometimes it's a bas. And to the contrary, when you want to talk about the parent, so sometimes it's the patriarch, it's the av, and sometimes it's the matriarch, it's the mother. So he says, Lamashal, when it comes to one of the Yud Gemar Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem, it's a binyan av. Not a binyan aim, it's a binyan av. Yet in Sanhedrin Daf Dalet, there was a major machlokes tanam, whether yesh aim lemikra or yesh aim lemesiris. Why is it not yesh av lemikra or yesh av lemesiris? See, as a whole, arichos, one of the kolom that he says is that Torah Shebiksav is always referred to as av, whereas Torah Shebal Peh is always referred to as aim. I was actually thinking that maybe that's Pshat in the Gemara, Psachim Peh Zayin Amad Beis. The Gemara talks about why is it that when the Yidden went to Golus for the first time as an entire nation, they went to Bavel. So one man Damer says, Shigron LeBeis Iman, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Klal Yisrael back to their mother's house. Moshel lebal shemigarish es ishtoi lehechon mishagra mishagra the baisimah, go back to your mother's house, right? That's what he says. So Klal Yisrael were divorced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and where were we sent? We were sent back to our mother's house. Rashi in Psachim Pei Zayin Amad Beis says, "How did Bavel become our mother's house?" So Rashi the Lashon Yazav, because Avram may Ur Kasdan haya. Avram Avinu was born in Ur Kasdan. The story of the Jewish people starts in Iraq. That's where it starts, in Mesopotamia, right? So Avram Avinu came from Ur Kasdan. That's where it began. Now the base Av, when you got married, where does the Baal live? The Baal lives in Eretz Yisrael. But you want to know where Beis Iman of Klal Yisrael is? It's Bavel. But lefid this Rabbeinu Bechaya, maybe there's another Neufech, because Imai is always referred to as Torah Shebaal Peh. Where does the Torah Shebaal Peh come from? The Talmud Bavli, it comes from Bavel. Maybe a little bit of a knech. But either way, Benko, Basko, Binyanav, Yeshem Lemikri, Yeshem Lemesiris, that's the second Ara.